Everything's going wrong this week. I failed my science test, then I had a fight with my best friend.
When tough situations come your way, will you trust God to help you get through? Guess what? You're tuned in to listener-supported Keys for Kids. My name is Zach. Let's get started. A wise preacher once said, "Life is 10% what happens to you and 90% how you react to it." What he means is this: what you do when challenges come your way is an important test of your character. If you're a believer in Jesus, you should know that God will work everything out, just like it says in Romans 8:28. All things work together for the good of those who love God. And now our story. It's entitled, The Fallen Nest. What a horrible week, Ella thought as she dropped her school bag on the table. First, I failed my science test. Then Aria got mad at me, and now she won't talk to me. Just then, Mom's voice drifted in from the back porch. Ella, come look! A bird's making a nest in our yard. Ella walked out and saw a bird gathering twigs on the branch of an old oak tree. Mom, that tree's no good. It's dying, isn't it? Almost all of its leaves have fallen off, she called to the bird. Make your nest in the apple tree. It ignored her. Mom laughed. It's no use. It's made up its mind to nest there. That night, the wind howled outside Ella's window and rain fell down in great torrents. When Ella looked out the window the next morning, she saw the branch from the oak tree lying flat on the ground with bits of straw and twigs scattered around it. Mom, the bird's nest fell down, she cried. Poor bird, what will it do now? I'm sure it will build another one, said Mom. Ella watched the bird fly around the fallen branch, twittering and chirping. Then it began to collect twigs and straw, and to Ella's surprise, flew across to the apple tree. Well, I guess it's a good thing the nest fell down before it had eggs in it. Now the bird will have a home with lots of leafy branches for protection from rain and wind. Mom nodded. It reminds me of a story Jesus told about a man who built his house on rock and another who built his on sand. When the storms came, the house on sand fell, just like that nest. But the one built on rock held firm. The Bible tells us Jesus is the rock. And when we build our lives on Him by trusting Him as our Savior, we can stand firm in life's storms knowing He's with us and promises to work everything out for our good. Ella smiled as she watched the bird rebuild its nest in the apple tree. I'm glad I've built my life on Jesus, she thought, and that He will help me through the bad week I'm having. So, how about you? What's your attitude when bad things happen in your life? Do you think everything looks hopeless, or are you able to stand in life's storms because you've built your life on the rock, Jesus? Even in disastrous circumstances, we can stand firm on His promise of eternal life and the peace and hope He offers us in every situation. So trust Him to be with you through all of life's storms. Our key verse is found in the letter to the Romans, chapter 8, verse 28.
All things work together for the good of those who love God.
And our key thought for today, build your life on Jesus. I'm glad I could spend some time with you today on the Keys for Kids story. If you want an easy way to make the stories a part of your everyday life, then ask Alexa to play the Keys for Kids podcast. Then you can listen wherever you have an Echo device, like in the bathroom brushing your teeth, or in the kitchen eating lunch, or even at bedtime just before you go to sleep. It's a great way to make time with God a part of your life. Just ask Alexa, play the Keys for Kids podcast. I'm Zach. Thanks for spending time with Keys for Kids.